Iran and Turkey have called for a ceasefire in Syria before the upcoming peace talks in Geneva. Iran's Foreign Minister Mehmet Javad Zarif and his Turkish counterpart Ahmet Davutoglu released a joint statement in the capital Tehran regarding the Syrian crisis. They also called for the expulsion of foreign-backed militants from the country. The Syrian government says it will attend peace talks in Geneva, but insists on resisting Western demands for President Bashar al-Assad to stand down. The so-called Geneva II conference is scheduled to bring together delegates from Damascus and the opposition in the Swiss city on January 22. Thousands of mourners have attended the funerals for three Palestinians killed by Israeli forces on Tuesday. The victims were shot dead during an Israeli attack south of the city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. Palestinian Authority negotiators canceled talks with Israel in the aftermath of the killings. U.S. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, has called on Egypt's military-backed rulers to scrap a new law restricting protests in the Arab nation. She says the law is very ambiguous and in violation of international regulations. Earlier, Amnesty International slammed the law, saying it poses a grave threat to freedom of assembly. Italy's parliament has expelled former Premier Silvio Berlusconi over his tax fraud conviction. Berlusconi will now be banned from taking part in any general election for 6 years and will lose his parliamentary immunity. He reacted to the move by saying, quote, "It was a day of mourning for democracy." Latvia's prime minister has resigned after a supermarket roof collapse killed 54 people near the capital Riga last week. It is not clear whether the president would now push for a snap election or try to form a new government with existing parliaments. The incident is the country's worst ever peacetime disaster. Ethnic clashes in central Nigeria have claimed nearly 40 lives. Violence often flares up in the region, fueled by decades-old land disputes between cattle-keeping communities and settled farmers. Both sides are armed with automatic weapons. Hundreds have been killed in such clashes in the past year. The fossil of a 150 million-year-old dinosaur goes up for auction in the UK. The extremely rare item stands at 17 meters long and about 6 meters tall. It was discovered in Wyoming, U.S. in 2009 and later assembled in the Netherlands. It's expected to fetch up to $1 million.